Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
I'll just say this. I've got no update, but it's just one of those things you pass in the puck and, you know, something happened. So, you know, precaution got him off. He's going to get looked at, and then we'll find out what's going on.
Upper, lower?
Kind of mid-range, I think. I can tell you right now, it wasn't lower. So.
That was Lindy Ruff pretty early on in his presser this morning after the first group skated, and that was the first group that should have had Rasmus Dahlin for the entirety but didn't, as he left early, and that was the update from the coach. And obviously stay with our social media channels, and we'll give you the latest when it becomes available. Of course, this is the inevitability of pro sports, not to mention life, not feeling 100% all the time. And now with camps opening across the NHL, you will have your timeline inundated with injury updates and unfortunate realities and things of that nature. Just learned Jason Robertson has been non-weight bearing. His foot? Yeah, it's the last 6 weeks. Yep. So he's going to miss the majority of the camp for the Dallas Stars. And that's just one.
Marchand in Boston is going to miss like the first few days.
Never ever going to mention him. So you stay in your lane.
I'm just saying that came about because somehow my timeline got filled with Don Sweeney quotes this morning of his press availability. Well, I know how, because Jeremy Swayman's name came about, and it was, we all know Jeremy Swayman will not report to camp. He doesn't have a contract. Now, where with Dreger, we talked about 6 to 10 million range, like player wants 10 and the team's offering six. It looks as though it's more like 6.5 to 8.5 now. So it's closed the gap a little bit. But Don Sweeney says, I'm confident we will have Jeremy Swayman sign by December 1st. That's basically the deadline for RFAs to sign their contract. I'm like, whoa, he's taking a shot down the road. Like, it's not even, you know, October 1st or by the first week of the season. No, he's talking about December 1st. So that's a whole other thing. We have enough Sabres news to fill the show, but that was one that stood out this morning.
Right. And it is happening within the division. So it's ultra important. Yep. And if you're thinking about, well, when was the last guy to push the December 1st deadline? It was obviously Willie Nylander, right?
Nylander. Yep. So, and now they have Mitch Marner today saying, I don't want to talk about my contract.
And I'm then not proceeded to talk about it.
About saying how he loves Buffalo and that's home. I'm the Buffalo, Toronto, and that's home. Well, maybe I just willed Mitch Marner in Buffalo. I don't know. And Tavares, again, saying, I want to be here longer than just this year. Like, it's like, whoa. Like, this saga in Toronto of, will they keep Marner? Will they keep Tavares? Matthews, Nylander? It's still going on this year.
I cannot envision that group not being together moving forward. I think they will keep trying and trying and trying, and they will lean on the group. Look, the periphery is always going to change with the Maple Leafs from 1 year to the next. Maybe not exactly 1 year to the next based on multi-year deals, but you know what I'm saying here. I think they're going to have that core for a long time. And, you know, obviously Tavares' age is at the outer edge of that core, but I firmly believe that John wants to stay there, right? For the rest, he'll take less, probably get a better deal on his cable package to offset taking less. And
now they get a better deal because Rogers just put a
They were both cable companies, Marty. He could get his deal either way. Yes.
But now it's going to be like, okay, there's a lot of money there as well. But anyway, enough on the Leafs. I get what you're saying. Injuries, guys not skating. Yeah. Dallin not skating today. Went on the ice, felt a little something. We'll probably get updates in the next, you know, tomorrow, the next day, whatnot. But there's a lot of those guys around the league that are not skating and they want to camp. That's just the reality of it.
But the second group is out there right now. And, you know, if you haven't had a chance to look beyond or look at the entirety of all the names that are in camp right now, and especially for those of you on the MSG side, as we, you know, are able to throw up the white roster right now, which has Sandstrom and Reimer as the tenders. And I think most notably, all due respect to everybody on the blue line, but Ryan Johnson is going to garner the most attention amidst this group of five. And then it's amazing how where we were at, let's say, at the end of last regular season, not knowing what was going to come from July 1st and free agency, and only recognizing players that were at that time maybe on expiring contracts, or in the case of Lucas Rusek, already had a one-way deal in place for this season.
Yes.
And now you look at Rusek in this group with Team White, and he's out there with Austlin and newcomers like, you know, Josh Dunn, most notably, because I think Dunn is, he'll probably be the quietly overlooked name, but Dunn also signed a multi-year deal here with the organization, right? So now, we talk so much about top-end players and their future potential, but Dunn is intriguing to me because if something goes amiss injury-wise or whatever with your bottom six, and if Dunn is playing well, I could easily see him becoming a guy that fills in like, oh my gosh, we need a guy at the last minute here for fourth line. And he had a wonderful playoff for Cleveland, which earned him, you know, but he's not going to be an attention grabber here. But Rusek.
No, he's not, because Rusek is, and Noah Hosland is, and Anton Wahlberg will be, and Isaac Rosanne will be. And those are the guys that you'll focus on, obviously. But Rusek is interesting to me because we had Prospect Challenge. Lucas Rusek is not part of Prospect Challenge. He's played in the American League. He's played NHL games. He's not a prospect. I almost feel like he started with two strikes against them in this training camp, maybe, in my opinion, just because now we've got 14 players in the blue group, the main group, 14 forwards, I should say. He's not one of them. He hasn't skated a scrimmage, a preseason game yet. So we're talking, hey, you know what? Constellanius, that's another guy that maybe will get a look in preseason. Yuri Kulik, Isaac Rosanne, Austlin, Wahlberg. You've got five or six or seven forwards that you mentioned now before Lucas Rusek. And the guy hasn't done anything bad.
No.
He's just, he's like, I haven't had a chance to be on the ice yet. Like, give me a chance to be on the ice and I'll show you what I can do. So that's, to me, is one that I'll pay attention to, but it's not one of the names that most people are going to say, hey, Lucas Rusek is fighting for a roster spot on, you know, 14 or 15 forwards they're going to keep. It's going to be harder.
And when the gold team comes out later this afternoon, which, yes, these are long days when you have three significant groups that need the ice time and need to get the same message that the first group got today. It's going to be pushed through this group that has, as you mentioned, Rosanne and Wahlberg and Hellenius. And on the blue line, you've got another not to be forgotten name in the sense of depth. And that is someone who has NHL experience in care play.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I think who came back to the organization, and I think it, or stayed with, if you will, the organization.
Yes.
I think it's always fascinating to me when guys like that, you know, who have significant AHL time on their resume, but still have youth on their side and NHL experience, like what pushes them to stay in the organization and give themselves another fighting chance when they know, because they've seen it and they've felt it, they know the exact number of players and everything about them that they be ahead of them on the depth chart. Like, what is it that keeps a Clegg here as opposed to pursuing a different organization and thinking, I've got a better chance there?
Well, what keeps a Clegg from continuing is, number one, familiarity, the desire. Like, a team is coming in and you're like, we want to keep you. You're a big part of us. You know, contracts are big as well. What kind of AHL part of your contract can you get? Some guaranteed money in the contract or whatever. Yeah. Sometimes it's very appreciated. But when you're Kel Clegg and you make that decision, I feel that if you're not in the top nine, in the top eight, you're probably saying, I'm going to go somewhere else. Now, is he on the borderline of that top nine? Probably. Your top eight, like if you go according to Team Blue, you had Darlene Power, Byram Yokiharju, Samuelson Clifton, Bryson Gilbert. Mm-hmm. That's your eight. Is and Ryan Johnson would, nine?
Right. Yeah.
You I know, mean, so Kel Clegg is like, has to think, can I be more of a role player for Buffalo if they need me to be than others on the organization? And can I prove that in training camp? I think that's where things play out. But look, Buffalo is lucky. Rochester is a fantastic franchise. Rochester has had success of late. Kel Clegg is probably saying, hey, even if I'm not in Buffalo, I'll be in Rochester. We have a lot of young players. A lot of NHL eyes are going to be on the Rochester Americans this year. Why? Because they'll be looking at all these prospects, all these players. I'll be one of them. If I play well, maybe that opens the door next year for something else if I don't get the chance in Buffalo.
Right, and Clegg played three with the Sabres last year, but obviously the dynamic changed in Rochester in the sense of, even though Ethan Prowl came back, you had other players move along to different organizations.
Yes.
The Davies and...
Ciccone,
thank you. I was about to get my card.
Can't forget him. Can't forget him.
Yes, I know. You know, that was a pairing that ate up a ton of minutes. So, and this was not meant to be a Kale Clegg discussion. What it was meant to be, in giving the overview of all three groups, and based on how we started, you know, the show by talking about, well, that first group looks really like the roster that you're going to see on opening night.
Yep.
Like, what should we be still looking for out of these other groups? And knowing full well that some of these guys might actually get more NHL preseason games this year because the team is bolting to Europe for a preseason game in Germany before opening the season in Czechia.
So the Sabres technically play 7 preseason games, 6 NHL preseason games, mm-hmm. and then the one against Red Bull in Munich. More often than not, at least 60% of the roster would be constructed of NHL players. Well, those NHL players, after game 2, are gone. They're gone to Europe. So there's 4 preseason games, NHL preseason games, that you will not have any of your main roster guys available to you. Mm-hmm. So again, maybe for Cale Clegg, maybe for Brett Murray, maybe for Ryan Johnson, that is a very good opportunity to say, I might play 4 preseason games and get myself into a better place. You better perform though. And it's not going to be easy because if you're the Buffalo Sabres playing the Pittsburgh Penguins late in the preseason or whatnot, you may see a lot of Crosby and Malkin, and you may not have Thompson and Tuck and Dahlin, right? So it's going to be challenging.
So how hard, really? Like, let's be real here, because you've lived these experiences with lopsided, in theory, lineups going head-to-head in preseason. But we also know that sometimes the effort isn't even up on both sides based on veteran status and urgent desire as a young player to make a name. Like, but let's, assuming that all the main Sabres have gone to Europe, like, what could these games be like for Hellenius, Neuchev, Wahlberg? And even just start with those 3 without speculating on others.
It's an eye-opener. It's a life experience, and it's an eye-opener, excuse me, because in that situation, a Constellinus maybe is playing a third line with a couple of guys, and they're not going to be on the ice with, you know, let's see, Detroit, the last game of the season, mm-hmm. against Dylan Larkin and Lucas Raymond and Alex DeBrincat and those guys, Patrick Kane. Well, now maybe he is. Maybe Constellinus is like trying to take the puck away from Patrick Kane. And you're mm-hmm. like, hey, that's a life experience. Now, I was gifted a life experience my first training camp. I played a half a game at the odd against the St. Louis Blues after Dominic Hasek. Me and Jamie Key were the only 2, like, basically rookies or drafted players that stayed to play a preseason game. That was John Muckler saying, I'm giving you that experience. But now, it's not so much Lindy Ruff or Kevin Adams saying, we're giving you that experience, Anton Wahlberg, Noah Oslin, you know, Constellinus. Mm-hmm. It's the fact that the schedule is there. Great experience for those guys. A little different. And it may, the scores may not be the best that you, but hey, fight, go out there. Let's see what happens. Mm-hmm. You have nothing to lose. Like, you know, it's just for your experience.
Real quick from a question on X, why 2 years for Krebs? Obviously, Peyton got his deal while we were off air over the last few days. So what do you make of that signing and why?
Well, I think when Darren Dreger was on with us last Thursday, I said, do you think that's a possibility that basically there's been 2 offers on the table? Basically, your qualifying offer, which is 1 year, just under $900,000, and a 2-year offer that's probably around the 1.3-1.4 range, just to say, hey, look, we like you. It's 1.3-1.4, but it's 2 years, just to give you a little bit more of time to feel yourself. So the 2 years to me is just saying, look, Peyton Krebs is still young. Peyton Krebs still has some upside, mm-hmm. and a lot of upside as a first round pick, given the opportunity, maybe. That would be just to let them know you have 2 years to really show us what you've got. 1 year kind of tightens them up, right? It's like, if I don't have a chance in the first month, I'm screwed. No, you have 2 years to show us now, but it's not $2.5-3 million. It's $1.45 million. I mean, that's what it is.
And you'll have less than 2 minutes at the end of this show to wow them once again. Great to be back in the rink. We're Sabres Live, and we're back after this.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again?
With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For Trout pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.